Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Today we're continuing our sermon series on Genesis. Last week we talked about creation. This week we talk about Adam and Eve and the worst day in all of human history. The day when all of humankind, and indeed all of creation itself, was cursed and doomed to destruction. And it all started with four little words, "Did God really say?" Those four words changed not only the course of history, but the course of eternity itself. Adam and Eve believed the lie of the devil, ate the fruit God commanded them not to eat, and committed the very first sin. This sin would plunge the world into utter darkness and despair. It's the worst day in all of history because it's the day when sin entered the world, and sin does one thing. It destroys. It destroys everything it touches. Let me share with you three things that sin destroys. Number one, sin destroys relationships. Genesis 3, 9 and 10. "But the Lord God called to the man and said to him, 'Where are you?' And Adam said, 'I heard the sound of you in the garden, and I was afraid.'" First of all, sin destroys relationships. We see this in Adam's reaction to the sound of God walking in the garden. You know, it's incredible to think the friendship that Adam and Eve had with God before the fall. God is coming by to take a walk with them in the garden. And I assume they were in the habit of going on walks with God. He created the garden to be a paradise for them and a place where they could dwell together. Adam and Eve literally walked with God. That's so amazing. What a picture of friendship and perfect fellowship. But now, with the fall, with the first sin, all of that changes. Adam hears the sound of God walking in the garden, but instead of feeling joy that the Lord has come to walk with him and Eve, Adam feels something different. Adam feels something that he's never experienced before. Adam feels fear. Now, we experience fear every day. We're used to it. We don't even notice it many times, but it's there. But think of Adam and Eve. They've never been afraid a day in their lives. But now, the sound of the person who was their best friend gives them an overwhelming sense of dread. And for good reason. When Adam and Eve tasted that fruit, they weren't just having an afternoon snack. Adam and Eve disobeyed God. They rebelled against him. By falling into sin, Adam and Eve and the whole human race with them declared war on God. We joined forces with the devil in his insane attempt to overthrow God. Now, this is the worst idea in the history of ideas. It is a war we cannot possibly hope to win. Instead of being friends with God, we have chosen to be God's enemy. Sin has completely destroyed our relationship with God. But it doesn't just destroy our relationship with God, it also destroys our relationships with other people. The man said, "The woman whom you gave to be with me, she gave me the fruit of the tree, and I ate." Genesis chapter 3. We see this with Adam and Eve. One chapter earlier, Adam was singing Eve's praises. "This is bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh." He was so happy that God had created a perfect partner for him. But now that sin has entered the world, Adam completely changes his tune. God asks Adam a single question. "Have you eaten of the fruit of the tree of which I commanded you not to eat?" That's a simple question. All that's required is a one-word answer. Either yes or no. But Adam, caught in his sin, can't wait to throw Eve under the bus. "That woman you gave me, it's all her fault. It was all her idea. I'm blameless, God. It's all Eve's fault." Eve disagrees and blames the serpent. "It's not my fault. The devil made me do it." You know, it's the first argument in history, but it's not going to be the last. In fact, all of human history is the history of arguments and disagreements and wars over those disagreements. In fact, every relationship, even the best ones, have been poisoned by sin. Have you ever noticed how hard relationships are in the world today? Not just marriage, but any relationship, any friendship. Friendships are so hard to build. Not just hard, incredibly hard. They spend years building a friendship, working on it, strengthening it, sacrificing for it. Then you do one dumb, thoughtless thing and it all goes down in flames. You say, you do one dumb, thoughtless thing. You say one dumb, thoughtless word. It all blows up in your face. It's all over before you realize what happened. Why are relationships so hard? Well, because of sin. Sin is a poison. It destroys relationships. And here's the bad news. We're all sinners. All 8 billion of us here on planet Earth are sinners. And that makes relationships hard. But sin doesn't just destroy relationships. It also destroys our bodies. God proclaimed to Adam and Eve, "For you are dust, and to dust you shall return." Genesis 3:19. Sin destroys our bodies. That's what we call death. When Adam and Eve sinned, they unleashed death into the world. You are dust, and to dust you shall return. Romans 5, our epistle lesson says, just as sin entered the world through one man, and death through sin, and so death spread to all men because all men sinned. Sin is a contagious disease that we have inherited from our parents. It's infected our bodies and is continually weakening us, inflicting suffering on us. And here's the really bad news. It is 100% fatal. It will kill all of us. Unless Jesus Christ comes again during our lifetime, each one of us here will die. We will die because we are sinners. Sin kills bodies. Sin brings death. Death to us and death to creation. Sin destroys creation. Yep, the news gets worse. Not only are we dying, the entire universe is dying as well. Genesis 3:17, cursed is the ground because of you. In pain you shall eat of it all the days of your life. Our sin has infected the universe and it is dying, which means that over time, things don't put themselves together. They naturally fall apart. And we see that in God's creation, the universe. Over time, everything dies. Everything falls apart. Look at cars. Cars naturally fall apart over time. They break down. They quit running. They rust away. Cars naturally fall apart, but they never naturally, spontaneously fix themselves. That's not just true for cars, although it is mostly cars. But that's true for everything. Scientists know for a fact that the universe as a whole is dying and there's nothing we can do about it. The Bible has a phrase for that. It's called, in Romans chapter 8, the bondage to decay. Everyone and everything is dying because of sin. Aren't you glad you came to church today? I mean, wow, Pastor, everyone and everything is dying. Thanks for the encouragement. Don't worry. I've got some good news for you, and here it is. My favorite three-letter word is but, B-U-T, and it's time for that word to make an appearance. Everyone and everything is dying, and there's nothing we can do about it. But one person can, and one person has done something about it. His name is Jesus Christ, and he comes to reverse the curse of sin. He has come to overcome sin and the bondage to decay we see in this universe. And not only can he do it, he has already done it. Jesus Christ is our creator in the flesh, and he has come to rescue us from sin and death and to restore all things, to make them new. Sin destroys, but Christ restores. John 10:10, the thief comes to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that you may have life, and have it abundantly. Revelation 21, verse 5. The one seated on the throne said, behold, I make all things new. Jesus Christ came into this world to restore all things and make them new. And that's exactly what he did. Through his death on the cross, through his resurrection from the dead, he restores all things. First of all, starting with our relationships, and most importantly, starting with our relationship with God. Romans 5:1 says we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Back in the Garden of Eden, we started a war with God. We decided to pick the devil's side, the loser's side, in our war with God. God had every reason to wipe out the human race. once and for all, right then and right there. But God, in his compassion, didn't wipe out the human race. Instead, he made a promise to Adam and Eve and to us that one day, a descendant of Adam and Eve would come and crush the head of the devil, the serpent, and rescue humanity. And that promise was fulfilled in the person of Jesus Christ. Jesus came into the world not to judge the world, but to bring forgiveness and grace to human beings like us. We declared war, but God declares peace through the forgiveness of sins. Remember what the angels sang that first Christmas? Glory to God in the highest, peace on earth, goodwill to men. We have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ now and forever. And because we have peace with God, God can help us restore our relationships with other people. Jesus teaches us how. John 13:34. Love one another just as I have loved you. You also are to love one another. Jesus shows us the way to restore our relationships with others, to love people the same way he loves us, unconditionally, from the heart, with actions, not just with words. And along with that, forgive people the same way he forgives us, unconditionally, from the heart. In a world where each and every one of us is a sinner, grace and forgiveness is the only way to sustain a friendship. Without forgiveness, it is impossible. But with forgiveness, with Christ's forgiveness, all things are possible. Forgive one another just as in Christ God forgives us. So Christ comes to restore our relationships. He also comes to restore our bodies. 1 Corinthians 15:22, for as in Adam all die, so also in Christ shall all be made alive. Because of sin, our bodies in this world are suffering and dying, but Jesus Christ defeated death by rising from the dead. On Easter morning, Christ rose victoriously and defeated death for all who believe in him. And the Bible promises that just as Christ rose from the dead, we too will one day rise from the dead. 1 Corinthians 15 tells us Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. For by a man came death, by a man also comes the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, so also in Christ shall all be made alive. For the perishable must clothe itself with the imperishable, and the mortal with immortality. When the perishable puts on the imperishable, and the mortal with immortality, then the saying that is written will come true. Death has been swallowed up in victory. Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting? Jesus Christ won the victory over sin and death so that our bodies might be redeemed, so that our bodies might be resurrected on the last day when he comes again in glory with all his holy angels. We shall be raised from the dead to a new and glorious and eternal life, body and soul, with Christ in heaven. But Christ's death didn't just redeem people. He also redeemed all of creation. Revelation 21 talks about that when Jesus returns, there'll be a new heaven and a new earth. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and first earth had passed away. Christ's death and resurrection redeems and saves all creation. At the second coming of Christ, God will remake the universe. He shall destroy the old universe and make a new heaven and a new earth, the home of righteousness, free from sin, free from the bondage to decay. Romans 8 tells us that creation anxiously waits for, longs for, and anticipates the day that Jesus Christ returns to set us free from sin. Paul writes in Romans chapter 8, verse 18, for I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worth comparing with the glory that is to be revealed to us. For the creation waits with eager expectation for the sons of God to be revealed. Christ will redeem and remake this universe, and it will be without sin. Because Christ is the one who came to save us, and he will save this creation with us. You see, death does not have the final word. The final word belongs to Jesus Christ. Death does not have the final victory. The victory belongs to Jesus Christ. Even death itself retreats from the power of Jesus Christ. Thanks be to God. He gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.